I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Ahoy!
We're
Wednesday folk.
We're rolling.
First official episode of 25-year-old.
Rolling with the hope. Yes, so I was going to
frontal
ask
lobes
you.
Develop.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
how does
away.
It feel? How did it feel on the day?
Yeah.
Did you feel any changes, any medical differences?
I think I felt just...
Awoken.
I think I just felt grown.
Grown.
You know, and I just thought, wow.
Did it hurt?
Bit of headache, yeah.
Headache in the frontal region.
Yeah, I just feel like I feel a bit just more at peace.
Interesting.
Just I feel complete.
Yes.
I feel like my lobes... develop frontal yes. lobe, and I just feel like
you feel like a true
human,
all-knowing, wise
human.
Mm. That's fantastic.
So I'm here to bring more wisdom.
Absolutely,
today.
Because I think you would have learned a lot in just that short
in
period
that
of
short
time.
Period of time.
Mm. And a lot of things. I think what they say is you're awakened to.
So what they say is when you're 25.
Should I Google what they actually say?
What we're talking about for anyone that doesn't know is they say that when you turn 25, your frontal lobe. I don't even know what that is.
I think
it's a part of the brain.
Should I see if there's a picture of a frontal?
Like when you're 25, it's fully developed and it's fully formed.
Wait. It is. The frontal lobe is the frontmost part of the brain.
Of the brain.
It's literally
so
this
think
forward
bit. My forehead's
bit.
Got a bit bigger since it's developed.
It's responsible for control over many abilities, including the way you think, how you move, how you remember things. Right.
Wow.
So I think what it is like you'll look back on certain situations that you were in and go, oh my God.
I see it differently.
And see it differently.
Mm.
It's also a key part of your social skills.
Wow.
And helps you understand and control how you talk, behave, and interact with others.
Wow.
Oh.
Do men's frontal lobe
I
fully
know.
Develop at 25? I feel like they could be a bit
let me
further
put
behind.
Frontal lobe woman
mm.
for like ours is more important.
Theirs is probably what, 36?
Yeah. Here we go. Look at this. Saying you're back to
wow.
little
science
diagram.
Class.
Insular cortex, the prefrontal cortex. That's a bit too
that's a bit too scientific
too
for us.
Scientific.
We just want the basic facts.
His brain, her brain.
Here we go. Frontal lobe development. Let's
here
research.
It's okay. It's a big article.
You know what else
I haven't
you
got
know
the
what,
capacity
you know what,
to read.
I really deeped on my birthday, which
yeah.
I thought, oh my fucking God. Like because someone sent it me. If I were to go on to the X Factor now, you too.
I have 25!
We'd be in the overs. We'd be in the over category. How?
And that was always like, ooh,
the fucking old.
Who the fuck's in the over 25?
Like the overs would never
I'm
win.
I'm sorry, it should have been over 30.
It should have been like over 50s.
It should have been, yeah.
Maybe not 50s actually.
It should have been over 35s.
Yeah, like 25.
Yeah.
Come on, like I couldn't be
I
in One Direction
but
if
then,
I wanted to be because I'd be in the other
but
category.
Then think, they were 16. Harry was
right.
16.
Right.
Liam, 17. They were
right.
kids. So imagine competing against 16-year-olds.
True. When your frontal lobes developed,
right.
I guess. Maybe that's why they put the category there.
Yeah, but
people
why
who
did they
have
divide them out?
A fully developed frontal lobe
yeah.
and those who don't.
I know, but then most of them in there were old and grey.
They were.
Wagner.
They were like mums.
You remember Wagner?
Wagner, yeah.
Wagner.
And there was like always a mum in there.
There was always
there.
A Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle, of course.
Oh, what was the other opera man called? Oh, no, he was from Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. That opera guy.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Potts.
Paul Potts.
Yeah. Also, last night, you'd be pleased to know.
Brilliant. I already know what you're about to say.
But I'm not sure if we're going to have some disagreements.
Oh, Sophia, wait, I've just got an itch.
So Cinzia told me to watch The Summer I Turned Pretty. So last night, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to give this a go.
Because
I'm finished with like what I'm watching. I was like, perfect. I'm going to go. Amazon Prime went on, started watching episode one. And I feel like I would have really enjoyed it when I was 16, 17, 18, 19.
I understand that.
It's quite young.
It is, because there's a little school, cringe. But it's not. I need to stick with it. Get past the first few episodes. You need to, because I felt a bit like that. I thought, this might be a bit young. Mariana, yeah. Like, you're a child. You're a teen.
Yeah.
I'm 25. I'm in the over 25s category.
I'm in the overs.
But keep going until there's that first kiss.
Right.
And then you're like, fuck.
Okay.
You need to keep going.
Yeah,
like get to maybe episode three, okay, where it's like the feelings, because right now they're just having fun and cousins at the beach.
Yeah.
But you need to wait until, because then it's like deep.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just stick it out.
I need to stick with
maybe
it.
Maybe like episode four.
Okay.
And you need to wait for that first like initial sexual like maybe kiss.
Okay.
No, but like not kiss, you know, when it's like
that
was a moment.
Yeah.
And then you're like, shit.
Okay.
And then she has a moment with another brother and you're like, shit.
Right. Because you know, it's also books.
I know.
And I kind of feel like maybe I would enjoy the books.
Yeah.
Because then you can kind of imagine it to be what you want in your head and it doesn't have to be these young kids.
Also, you'll be pleased to hear.
Stop.
What you been reading? Finished Evelyn Hugo. So this was Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I bought on three holidays.
Three trips. Well, that's okay.
And I finished it. And it was good.
Did you enjoy it?
Did I cry? No, but I got emotional.
Wow. And was it a good read?
I really felt connected to Evelyn.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
Have you still got it?
Really good.
Or have you left it?
No, it completely broke.
Yeah,
broke,
mine did
and got
too.
Destroyed.
In the heat.
It literally was like in four parts.
Yeah, me too.
I lost the cover, then it snapped into half, then it snapped again. Yeah. And I was literally walking around with a book this big.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
the last chapter hanging on.
But then there was a woman across the way on the pool and she had just cracked it open. And I was like... But she doesn't know I'm reading it too because mine's all broken.
Of course.
I thought we've got that spiritual connection.
I love when you see someone reading a book that you've read because it's just like, oh my God, you don't know what you're in for.
Yeah.
I read a good book as well.
Connection.
I read a book called That Night.
That Night.
It was about three siblings.
Oh yeah.
One of them had killed someone and it was like, you two are going to help me cover this up. And then the other two like help her cover it up. But then it all starts to kind of unravel.
Like me, Mariana,
and it's
and
like, yeah. And it sort of flicks between like them being in court and then it actually happening and it's like, God, what's gone so wrong? Like it's it was a really
scary.
Good read. Yeah.
Oh geez, yeah. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors, we are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah, and if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Anyway, welcome back. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Welcome back. We've got a good little question boxy thingy,
we do.
Mabob.
Oh, wait. Also, I had to say, we've got our footstools.
Yeah, we've got our footstools,
which
is fantastic.
If you're in the group chat, you'll already know about the footstools.
Also helps for elevation and circulation.
But not that you guys can really see them, but someone did tell me something. I don't want to ruin the footstools for us.
What, like we shouldn't have a footstool?
That they look like the head of a penis.
Ew! Oh no. Oh no.
And now I just kind of can't really unsee
it. They look
it.
Like fleshy creatures. Oh, it does.
But they're mushrooms. Someone said it kind of looks like the head of a penis.
But they're mushrooms, guys.
But they're mushrooms. They're pale pink mushrooms.
Pink mushrooms. Oh. Oh, God. Yeah, because you know what is all over Italy? Just like penis stuff.
Pasta.
But like penis, like wooden penis statues, like in the memorabilia souvenir shops. Mm.
I'm is like, that necessary?
Or like a really big penis, like fucking bottle opener.
Oh.
Like huge. I'm like, who's buying that? Remember
when we saw those in Mykonos, like fridge magnets?
Yeah. Like real graphic shit. Mm. Like, I understand like buying penis pasta for like a friend.
Mm. You bought me that.
Yeah, I think I bought you penis. Like, that's like penis pasta. But like the huge wooden cock.
We're in a family friendly holiday destination.
Very bizarre.
Okay, so this week's question of the week was sent to us, a suggestion from one of you guys. You said you saw a girl talking about it on TikTok and you wanted us to discuss. Oh, so this question was, what are your relationship non-negotiables?
It's very good.
So we'll see what you guys. Yes. Anything, nothing's, what's
anything
coming to
popping to my mind, non-negotiable.
Apart from the obvious, like
apart
don't
from
cheat
the
on
obvious.
Me, be nice.
Non-negotiable.
Anything like super specific super that maybe specific. Wouldn't be non-negotiable for everyone.
Right.
Let's read and maybe
Let's
we'll get some
inspo.
Let's
read and then some will come to me.
This is the first one. I feel like it's quite a classic. Never going to bed on an argument.
Yes.
But you know what's interesting
being
about
able
that?
To, like, yeah, I don't want someone who's just going to fucking storm off, disappear, ghost me. Like that, like imagine we're like arguing, like we're discussing
and
something.
And you're running.
And you just disappear for 24 hours and you're leaving me like
stressed.
Also worried that something might have happened.
Yeah.
And just, I think that's really immature.
But they're never going to bed on an argument. I always kind of thought that as well. And I feel like that's what you've kind of been like.
Yeah, but
told. But when I was on my sister-in-law's hen do, we had to all fill out these cards for like advice for the bride. And one of the things was like never, and like people were writing like never go to bed angry. But then like the mums of the hen, because it was like a very like family friendly hen, like her aunties were there, the mums were there, like whatever. The mums and like the elder people
elderly.
In the group, not the elderly, but the older people in the group, like the mums,
the
essentially
graying ones.
They were like, I don't get that. Like, I don't
really?
Get that. Like, I've done that a lot of times. Sort of saying like, sometimes you need to like sleep
to
it
get
off,
clear heads.
And it's like, let's just like come back to this in the morning once we've both slept and like we can kind of sleep on it. Like, we don't actually have to solve anything. Like, it's 11 p.m. at night. I'm furious. Nothing's going to get solved. Let's just get some rest and do it in the morning.
I do hear that because
and I kind of thought, oh, that's fair, actually.
Maybe like agree to things or say things that you don't mean just to resolve the argument evening.
Because you don't want to go to bed angry.
Well, yeah, say if the argument starts at 8 p.m. at night.
Right.
You know.
I'm going to bed in 2 hours. Gotta be, make this
you know,
quick.
Sophia's in bed at 10.
Mm,
so
not got long.
We've got to resolve this massive relationship issue
within
50 minutes. Yeah, because I can't go to sleep angry, guys. So, yeah, right. And it's like, realistically, this might need quite a long discussion. You know, a calm head. So yeah, no, I do get that.
But I think that
because sometimes you don't want to fucking like it's something like, has pissed you off as well.
Yeah, I'm not over it.
I don't want to talk about it now, like because I'm just right now I'm angry.
And like maybe and when I wake up, I will feel better and I'll feel a bit lighter and I've had a sleep.
It is hard to click out of a bad mood. Like it's fucking hard.
Yeah,
like so if
I think
put
people
you in,
say it because it's like you're dragging an argument into another day.
Yeah,
so it's like solve it before another day starts. But then there's also I just remember on that hen all the mums of the group were like, no, I don't agree with that. And I was like, oh, okay, it's interesting.
Maybe there's a difference between like a little disagreement and like an actual relationship thing
roadblock.
That we need to discuss roadblock, like for the future, for the health and well-being of this fucking relationship.
In it. Liking or following random girls' photos.
There's nothing more jarring than say if you were just starting to speak to a guy and you're like, oh, he's lovely, isn't he? Isn't he just lovely? And then you just think, oh, I'm going to check his following list. And it's just like girls. Just a girl here, a girl there, a girl there,
and
girl
also
there.
Just like random sexy girls, girls as
random
well.
Girls, sexy like this girl, girls, famous girls, right. Instagram bikini modelly girls.
It's like this girl lives in Australia. You live in Plymouth.
Right, just loads of girls.
Doing? Yeah,
yeah. That's really
got to love my family, and my family have got to love them.
Yes, so family orientated.
Yeah. Someone who knows how to cook and clean. I'm not being a mum.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Taking care.
He's got to be able
you.
To drive. Yeah. Yeah. He makes the first move.
Yeah.
Again, needs to have good relationship with my families. Oh, okay. This one, calling out their friends for gross behavior and chat.
Yes. That's okay. So not like being like a sheep. Yeah. When it comes to
this
okay.
girl said, I gave my boyfriend of 7 years a non-negotiable of getting a puppy. Finally got one last month.
Slight.
He's got to have a drive in life. Can be career, family, sports, etc. But they have to be passionate about something.
Right.
I like that.
I hear that. See where they need to be able to like see where they want to be in 5 to 10 years time.
Have goals.
Yeah. Have like a vision of, you know,
what they want to achieve,
yeah. And where they see the two of you, like they need to be able to see you in their future and like
someone
speak
who's
about it
actually
too.
Like passionate about the relationship that you
as
have.
Well.
Like, I want us to do this. I want us to do. I see us doing
one
this
day.
And
I
this.
Can't wait till we have this yeah. and we can do this and we've got that little fucking baby.
Mentally stable.
Mentally stable.
Ambition, communication. You have to be a good texter.
Okay, if that's your non-negotiation.
That's your non-negotiation.
I found myself being quite a bad texter recently.
I'm not very good.
Like, I can't really have good replies.
Gets harder as we get older,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Like, replies are quite hard.
Mm. It's quite daunting starting from scratch with someone and trying to get this banter going on text. Mm,
but even just in general, if mum's going to text me, like, she texts me something nice, like... So like, just call me. Like, I can't actually respond to that on text.
Sometimes just send an emoji.
You know what I mean?
Just a thumbs up.
Yeah, but then that's really dry and not very nice of a reply to a nice message. Do you know what I mean?
A couple of hearts.
A couple of hearts.
Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite hard to use my words.
Mm. I've got to be the priority.
Yeah.
Fair. Having my back in public.
Yes. So standing up for you when you're in
we
a group
can talk
setting.
About it. If not in private. Yeah, okay. So in public, you've got to have them back no matter what. Yeah. And if you actually disagree with me, we can talk about it
in private.
Yeah,
because there'd be nothing worse if you're with a group of people or something. Something happens and I don't know, they're not defending you.
And they're not on your side.
They're not on your side. They're either being quiet and you're like, what the fuck? Like, I do need a bit of support here.
Mm.
Or they're literally siding with fucking someone else.
The opposing team.
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl said not sticking up for you when needed.
Yeah. That would be like almost soul destroying.
Absolutely must not use Snapchat. Yeah, that's a good one.
I hear that.
Not saying personally hurtful comments in arguments. Princess 100%. Treatment always. Cannot be friends with their ex. I don't care if it ended on good terms.
Yeah, I hear that.
I could back that to the end of the earth. Texting when we have arrived somewhere. Not to be crazy stalk girlfriend. Just want to know that he's safe. Ambition and vacays, they must want children and marriage, must like going out for drinks, drinking in general. You better organize as many dates as I do, if not more. Do not talk about exes, I don't want to hear about it. At least 6 foot, affirmations right to my ear when I ask, career focused. At least 6'3".
Whoa,
so if someone's 6'2", are you really gonna not entertain it?
Right, because 6'2"
come
is,
on.
I mean, but she could be 6'1".
Mm.
Yeah.
Or she could be like, well, I'm 6 foot and I've got a pair of heels. So
yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah. So
once you've got a trainer on, you might be 6'4".
Yeah.
I've got a 4-inch heel. Yeah. We'll be eye to eye.
God, that's very tall.
Yeah. Cannot be dating a picky eater.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, if you're a foodie, you want to be able to experience. Yeah. I feel sorry for our exes when we were vegan.
I know.
That must have been
quite hard.
Such a tough. Oh, my fucking girlfriend's fucking vegan.
Fuck's sake.
Like, can't go to Five Guys.
Right.
Can't go to
McDonald's
at the time. Mm. Yeah.
Can't fucking go anywhere.
No. That would have actually been
hard time for them.
But then we were very like, I can have some chips.
We wouldn't make a fuss.
No.
We'd be like, I'll eat that without the cheese on it.
I know, but still, like, you know, when you want to share food with someone, like, oh, give us a bite.
Share a chocolate cake. Yeah. No, can't do that.
Right. Share some profits. No, you can't share a bowl of profits.
Sorry. Nuh-uh. Tiramisu. Not happening.
No. You got to eat
God,
to
what
yourself.
A sad life they had to live with
us. Yeah, I know. It's actually quite sad.
No girl best friends.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, if that's your non-negotiable, that's your non-negotiable. Like...
I think it's good to know what they are, actually.
Yes.
Like, before you get into something, we should write you a list.
No, but it's like the
because
the
then your boundaries are set.
100%.
And if they're your non-negotiables, 100%.
And then it's like, because the thing is when you get into a situation with someone and feelings start getting involved, that you start to forget.
You do. And you start to...
You start to forget and things that look cloudy. It's like the red flags and your non-negotiables look a bit cloudy. You think, oh, so say your non-negotiable is, okay, no girl best friends, whatever for whatever reason. Mm. And you've met this guy and he's got this super close girl bestie. Mm.
But you've been dating for a while. You really like him.
Yeah.
It's going really well.
And all of a sudden...
You're excited. You've got butterflies. Right. You fancy him.
Yeah. He makes you laugh. He's generous. He's kind.
He's talking about the future.
Yeah, he matches all your love languages. He buys you gifts. He's affectionate.
Yeah.
Acts of service.
Quality time.
He's doing them all. And all of a sudden,
but
that
Sarah's
one non-negotiable is being overlooked.
Yeah.
And then in 2 years' time, that's the reason you break up.
Exactly.
Always comes back around. Mm. It always does.
Because you want to look past them in the it's sort of like...
Well, you're thinking, oh, it's fine. It's okay. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because like,
you're not in that place of, it's hard. I can't
well,
put
yeah,
it into words.
Because
your judgment
so...
just is clouded. You got your rose tinted
glasses
on.
Yeah, your inhibitions are lowered. It's like you're fucking drunk. That's what
literally,
it is.
Literally.
It's like you're drunk.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's like you're drunk. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, it's mine.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, like, that's how I would describe it. Yeah. Blindly falling in love when you're just ignoring all the red flags.
Yeah.
It's like you're just
so true. It's
blacking
like you're drunk.
Out and you're drunk.
Right. Oh, it's 11:11. Make a wish.
Oh, let's all make a wish. Amen.
Amen. Baby. Okay, it's girl talk this week, guys. So we're going to start with this one.
You know what I said to Dad the other day? You know Trisha Paytas' song, I Love You, Jesus. I Love You, Jesus. I said, Dad, have you ever sung that in church? I love you, Jesus. I think Angie was like, oh, maybe.
Sunday service.
Yeah, oh, I think I've heard that. All right, Angie. Yeah, you're just making things up. I love you, Jesus. I think she was like, that might be a bit more evangelical. She said something like that. I was like, what are you talking about? It's Trisha Paytas' song.
It's in the charts. Oh my God, right. We have this story.
Yeah.
It's not a dilemma, but it's just a story.
Oh, let's hit us.
I randomly bumped into someone whose dilemma you read out. And it's a guy. Long time listener here, first time writer.
This is a guy.
I'm writing this while on a mini vacation in Miami, and it's ridiculously hot.
I'm in Miami.
Firstly, I just wanted to say I love the podcast. I've been listening for many years.
Stop.
I'm a male in my early 30s.
Stop!
I work in the aerospace industry at a well-known British company. You're okay, America?
Do you fly private jets? Is that what that is?
And I'm involved with several critical projects. Nothing gets me in the swing of work like a Wednesday morning episode.
What, when you're getting into the wires?
When you're going into space.
Yeah.
The reason for my email is at the beginning of May, I went on a stag do to Portugal.
Nice.
I had a great time with a group of lads.
Nice.
But this random interaction didn't happen until the final night.
Okay.
Myself and the lads were at a place called Matt's Bar.
Matt's.
Where they were having one of those bulls that you can ride.
A bull.
Like a rodeo bull.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
We were laughing, watching people fall off when one of the lads, the newly single one of the group, started talking to these two girls.
Nice.
I wasn't paying much attention as I was just standing at the bar and enjoying my drink when
yeah.
one of the two girls approached the bar.
Okay.
I asked if she and her friend were single, but I also told her that I have a girlfriend and was only being friendly.
Oh, okay.
Slay.
And Brian.
I was not trying to chat her up. Mm. You know, I'm just here with my friends. She relaxed a little and explained why she was on her girl trip.
Okay, nice.
She explained that she just wanted to escape from a stressful situation back home.
Yeah.
I said, okay, tell me what happened. Yeah. You know, confide in me. She told me she'd been sleeping with two guys at the pub she frequented. Oh my God, it's this girl.
Wait.
The girl who slept with the two guys who both worked at the pub and one was the boss. Remember this? And that one of the two guys, his family owned the pub.
Yes, I do remember. I jokingly
said, this story sounds familiar. You don't happen to listen to the Girls Bathroom podcast, do you?
No, she started
screaming hysterically. He's put in brackets, you know, the scream where you and your friend have just found out some juicy gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And said, that was me. It was who wrote into the Girls Bathroom about my situation.
No way.
She's put, sorry, I keep saying she. He's put, for validation, the episode was on the 7th of February.
Yes.
Approximately it was quite a while ago. 32 minutes
in. Yeah, because wasn't it like Christmas time they were referring to?
I couldn't believe it, so I got a little hysterical too. Everyone in this bar just looked at us like we were two nutcases. Aww. I then asked her to tell me everything, and we spoke for a couple of hours.
No way.
After hearing what she had to say about the situation, I told her that maybe being alone was the most sensible option.
Yeah.
Also, when you're alone, it gives you time to think about what you want in a relationship, your boundaries, your non-negotiables.
So she's still in that, like...
I think so.
Not like she's still involved with these two guys.
It was such a wholesome conversation. As she explained, it can be hard to find a guy who is emotional and has a level of awareness of how to behave and who is genuine.
Yeah.
Also, this conversation made me realize how much I value my own relationship and how much my girlfriend means to me.
We love that.
The conversation ended and it was time for me to return to my hotel. I suggested we should share a taxi as her friend was busy still talking to one of the lads that I was with.
Yeah.
It was an innocent suggestion from myself. We ended up sharing an Uber, which dropped her off first.
I thought you were about to say we ended up shagging.
I decided to voice note my girlfriend and briefly explain my random, you know, night.
Aww.
I mentioned the taxi. When I returned back to my hotel, I was wiped out and fell straight to sleep. Oh no. I woke up to my girlfriend not happy that I shared a taxi with a random girl and didn't message her back when I returned to the hotel because I went straight to sleep.
Sugar.
Although she trusted me, she may have thought the worst for a split second.
So she...
She was a bit pissed off at me when I returned from the stag do, but she understood I was ensuring this girl returned safely to her hotel. But I also told her I was sorry for putting myself in that situation. Anyway, I just thought I'd share such a random and wholesome interaction. It really is a small world.
Oh,
wow. What are the chances of that?
That was written in the stars.
Of her being like, oh, well, yeah, there's these two
that
guys.
Was written
and him
in
being
the
like,
stars.
That sounds so familiar. Like,
well, yeah, because she's thinking this 30-year-old guy
has got no fucking clue
what's going on here.
Wow. That is an amazing story.
And then your girlfriend, because the thing is, if I had a boyfriend,
yeah,
and he said to me, oh, I'm just in a taxi with this girl, I'm just making sure she gets back, and then I hear nothing,
I'd be like,
and you're a little bit drunk, she's a little bit drunk,
you're on a stag,
you are gonna be like, excuse you,
you paint the worst. Oh, but purely innocent. Thank you for sharing.
I love hearing
stories like that. That is so nice. Okay, right, let's get into a dilemma. So girl talk,
right? Righty ho. Okay, this is alarming. This is stressful.
This is stressful,
and this would like completely like take over. Like this would all you. If this was you, this would all you'd be able to think about. Do you know what I mean? It'd be
all consuming.
All consuming. That's the word I was looking for. Hi, girlies. Okay, so my dilemma is that my ex-best friend is going to be my deputy manager when I return back to work. Fuck. So it's like, why is she your ex-best
friend?
Mate
is going to be your boss.
Right.
We've fucked it.
In it. Because imagine this goes to shit and we get jobs and then
you're my boss.
I'm your boss and I'm bossing you around. You'd fucking hate that.
Fucking hell.
Bit of background. Besties for 4 years, joined at the hip, went through uni, holidays, heartbreaks, all sorts together. Guys, can you not work this out?
Come on.
Can you not work this out?
Come on.
But we don't know. Did everything together, confided in each other about everything. I found out I was pregnant with my rainbow baby. What does rainbow baby mean? With my rainbow baby, 2020.
What's
after a really awful loss. Oh.
think it might be after.
Oh, after a miscarriage.
A miscarriage.
Like a miracle baby. Yeah.
Throughout the loss, she was incredibly supportive. The only person I told outside of family. So when I fell pregnant again.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know, I'm so sorry. I was so excited for her to be, you know, the baby's auntie and be a huge part in their life, which she hasn't ever been. And has only met my child once. Okay, so you thought your best friend was going to be auntie
because
in
your
life.
Gone through the loss with you, so she really knows how much this means to you, and how many more emotions there are because of what you've gone through before.
And she's your best friend. Like also like any friends that you've got at the time, you think you're going to be involved in my child's life. Yeah. Like, but you're saying that she's never been, has only met the child once. So at the same time as me having my baby, getting a house, etc., she split with her boyfriend of 8 years, sold their house together and moved back in with her parents. Completely different changes.
You're on different paths
at
the
moment. You're just kind of completely different places. She joined my workplace a week before I left for maternity leave. In this time, I was pretty much replaced with one of our colleagues. Most contact was cut and all was really the bare minimum and pretty much pretended I didn't exist. Okay, so she
as soon as she joined the job.
So literally as you went on maternity leave, your bestie joined the workplace as well.
Well, she was your bestie at the time.
Bestie at the time. But then obviously you weren't there and you just weren't really communicating kind of thing.
She's saying she was replaced with a colleague. Do you mean your best friend got like bezzy mates with a colleague?
Right, so I think another colleague came and replaced you. And yeah, she says she changed a lot. Like she wasn't who I remember her. She was taking drugs and like sleeping with a lot of people, which was unlike her.
Right, okay.
Recently she's been promoted and is now deputy manager, so will be my boss when I return.
Don't return.
So in October, I'm due to start back again in a promoted role, but still below her. There's no animosity on my side, just hurt that after everything, she could cut me off and replace so easily. Oh, so she's literally replaced you.
You went on maternity leave and she got a new best mate at work.
Basically. And then just never spoke to you.
You felt replaced.
Yeah, and she literally never spoke to you again.
Right.
I'm just hurt that after everything she could cut me off so easily and replace me. Defo an awkward tension around the other girl too. Okay, so there is another girl in the workplace who is the new bestie. We were friendly before the bestie situation.
Be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, just don't know how to approach the situation. She doesn't speak to me in like a chatty colleague way in the office or around work, bare minimum convo, and I worry it'll affect my work. It feels really high school-y.
Yeah,
and I'm at a loss at how to approach it.
Shit.
Right,
because the thing is, more of the story here, don't work at the same office as your best mate.
I know, but obviously, do you know what I think it is? I think
you've gone down different
paths. She, you know, had a breakdown of a really long
serious relationship
where she probably saw herself having kids with this guy, having a family in this home, whereas you're at that place now with someone having a family. You know, you're so grateful to have this baby, and she's not there, and it's like a jealousy thing. She can't be there for you because she wants the things you've got.
Potentially,
and she's struggling to,
and
her response is just to cut you out because she's really struggling, like seeing that she wants. Yeah, and she can't be happy for you because I'm thinking, what's happened?
What's happened?
Like, what's happened, babe? Or like, you were meant to be Auntie Susie,
right?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now you're stranger, Susie.
Right.
And what?
Why aren't you happy for me?
Like, we were happy when I got pregnant, were we not?
Right.
Like, is this new bestie really better than me? She doesn't sound like it.
Or it's like, I mean, it doesn't really, I was thinking it was like,
yeah, because like, what you know,
she's gone out to make new friends because she's like, well, I'm a single girl now. Like, the point
is, you sought out new friends.
You are at very different points in life. Mm. You've got a husband or you live with your boyfriend. You've got a something child like together. That. She's a single girl. You're at different points. Like, on the weekends, no, I'm not going out clubbing. I'm a mother. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm not going out for brunch. Mm-hmm. I've got, like, mm-hmm. I'm with my husband. Like, you're living different yeah, lives.
She's the newly single.
So maybe the newly single friend is thinking like, well, I need to make some single friends. I need some friends that are like, you know, in my era of life right now. So I can like do this era with. So that's the only, that's where my mind went. That maybe then, she was making new, but that is no reason to cut you off.
Right.
Like, fair enough, like going out to make some more friends. That's like, oh, I want like social friends and single friends, like to enjoy my single era. Like, I get that, but I don't know why she would then be cutting you out.
Because it's like, yes, you know, friendship, if we're friends for life, right?
Right.
If you're telling me you're my best friend, we're friends for life. Like, friendships are going to take a shift.
Yeah.
And like, yes, I can't go and black out every weekend, but like,
right.
Like we said, yeah,
but if you want to come around and hang out with me and my baby,
go for brunch. Mm. And like, do you not want to see the child that I've birthed?
Right.
Like, do you're you not want to be,
you know, little niece or nephew? Yeah.
Like, it's just a different vibe.
Dynamic.
We're just in a different season of this friendship. And like, that's okay. It's no reason to freak out and just leave me on the fucking side street.
And now you're my boss.
And now you're my fucking boss.
Right, so how do you fix this?
Right.
We don't know why she's doing what she's done, but...
Like, if you need to think whether you value her and think, look, I think we can bring this friendship back. Like, don't know what she's going through. Or it's like, you know what? Fuck her. I'm just going to see her as just an acquaintance.
A work colleague.
I'm going to be, you know, civil and I'm going to get work done and leave and go back to my baby and my happy life. Yeah. So you need to decide. So you either want to be like, Susie, what's going on? Like, I really want us to get back to where we are. I miss you. I hope you miss me too. Mm. You know, little baby Sarah is asking for you.
It's only met her once. Baby's got no idea who she is.
So it's either like that, and you can try and rebuild. And I'm sure she'll be like, I miss you too. Like, come on, what's going on, guys?
I know.
Or you're just like, you know what? Fuck this fucking girl.
This is where we're lacking experience.
And you take the orders, go to the photo. Absolutely, yeah. Sarah, I will get that done for you by midday. And you just like crack on with
it. You see her for what she is, your deputy, whatever.
And you just see her as a bitch boss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This is where we do, because I'm sure there's probably a lot of girls listening who have had kids.
Yeah,
when their friendships
have taken a shift.
And their friendships, like, oh, we've kind of drifted now. I honestly would imagine, I'm not saying that's a nice thing, but I think it's probably quite normal. But
to have only met the child once, I find that there's more to baffling. That than... Like, if she was really there for you through that pregnancy and then she's only met this baby once.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's going on
with like,
that?
Because, like, I'm sorry, if I was the first one to get pregnant out of all my friends and all my friends cut me off, I'd be like, guys,
no, but in that,
what is going on here?
But I think it'd be,
don't leave me.
It would naturally be the total opposite, though. We'd all be like, I want to see the baby,
right?
Like, because like we all want to
hold a baby for the whole group. It's like
when me and Sphere have ever hung around a baby, we're like, oh my god, can I hold the baby?
Let me hold it.
Like we want to, and we're desperate to see the child.
I know.
So like,
if anything, like I'm gonna want to see you more because I want to see your kid.
Exactly. Like that's and also I want to help you. I'll hold the baby for you. Yeah. Or whatever.
So then maybe it's a jealousy thing.
I think she's struggling to see you at that point. She thought she'd be at that point too.
Mm.
And she's struggling to be happy for you. And she's kind of going through her own thing. And
so maybe just let her work through it.
Yeah, and I think she's just thought it's easy to just cut you out and get this other bestie who's obviously single and on the same vibe to make herself feel better. And it's been easier for her to do that because you've not been at work for a while.
Yes.
Whereas if you were still at work, maybe things would have been different because I don't know, but she's had like 9 months
without
a year apart from you and without hearing about this fucking baby that's just going to piss her off.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Because like, if you're not happy within yourself, it's almost impossible
to be happy for other people. Yes.
Especially when, they've potentially got something that you like you just
desperately
said.
Want. And yeah. Like it was probably really hard for her that, you know, imagine being with someone for 8 years
yes.
and having a house with them and then selling that house and breaking up like that. That is a lot to go through. Because
yeah. you've gone from and being two best friends who are both in super serious relationships, who both live with their partners,
pregnant, both of
who
you.
Have both bought houses with your partners, right. I'm imagining. And then it's like, and then one of you is now single
yeah.
and is on a total, and it's like, oh, that's going to affect something because yeah. it's a shift.
Yeah. And then if you weren't speaking about that, and then obviously you were so focused on your baby and yeah. like, that's a lot to deal with on your own. You know, your friendship's taken a back burner. Mm. She's not really been reaching out, not wanting to see you because it would make her upset to see you with a child and see you pregnant because that's what she wants.
Maybe.
And we've just kind of come to a
sticking point.
And now she's going to be saying, Sarah, fucking scrub those floors.
Sarah, get me a coffee now.
What the fuck is that? A coffee stain on your fucking desk? It's fucking disgusting. This matcha tastes like shit.
I would be tempted to have a conversation, but I don't
know. Replenish the fucking biscuit drawers.
Oh my God. That's hard though. It's yeah. making it awkward for yeah. work, isn't it?
Yeah. I think, like I said, decide what you want. Do you want to repair and build your relationship
yeah.
and try and understand her and what's gone on? Or do you think, you know what, fuck that. You're now a colleague.
I'm on to a new chapter.
Yeah. Decide what you want and then go on from there and ask around. Ask your boyfriend, your mum, yeah. dad for advice how, you know, to get the friendship back or not if that's how you want to proceed.
Next dilemma, very short. It's literally four sentences.
Ooh.
Is she marking her territory?
Ooh.
Been talking to a guy for a while, been on a few dates, and it's been going well. Mm-hmm. He picks me up for a date.
Who's marking the territory? Who's marking what territory?
Well,
all right.
He picks me up for a date, and there is a hairband in the car on the gear stick.
Has he got
It was
long
dark.
Hair? Has he got a little... Little plaid.
A little man bun.
A little man bun. So then it's like, okay, maybe there is.
It was a dark bubble.
Dark bubble.
I'm a blonde. So it definitely wasn't mine. Yeah.
You're not buying black bubbles
it
for that blonde.
It is not his mum's and he has no sister. Is this another girl marking her territory?
Oh, so you think it's been planted there?
Yeah.
Like planted.
Yeah.
Being like, I was fucking in here. Yeah. This morning.
It's like you leave a lip gloss in the dash.
Yes.
Like, I'm here, bitch.
Well, isn't there that trick where it's
the,
like...
The mirror. Yeah. Leave it half open.
It's like, who the fuck is this? But then a guy could have...
But then it would be closed. Like they just...
Would it?
It's
right.
like leaving it halfway. It's like...
Right.
It's a signal.
Wait, yeah. So wait, you're leaving it and then... Oh, it's a certain way and then you're seeing how you return back to it.
So if you leave the mirror halfway closed or open
yeah.
and then you shut it back up yeah. to the... What are they called?
The mirror's in the passenger seat. I don't know what they're called. The pull down
yeah.
mirror.
And then when you go back to it maybe next weekend, yes. if it's been moved, it's like there's been a fucking girl
there's
in this seat looking
it.
In this mirror,
of course,
checking her lip gloss.
Of course.
But if it's how I left it, it's like...
No one's... Yeah.
yeah.
That's a really good trick. So, yeah. Okay, so the question is she marking her territory by sprinkling fucking black bubbles all around
hair bands, grips?
Well, yeah.
Mm. Or he's just too fucking stupid.
Like, has he got, like, Harry Styles ties
to
up
notice.
His... Right, well, yes, he is.
Because
he
boys
is.
Would, you know... God,
no,
this
but
would,
boys are stupid. Like, they will
they
leave shit
never,
in their bathrooms.
Yeah, but also, like, he would say, oh, that's yours.
Yes,
he would never.
Stupid.
He would never click on that. She's blonde. That's a black bubble.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's
he'd
yours.
Never, yeah.
He would never think. Oh shit! Blonde girls use blonde bubbles.
But then boys are stupid.
Because he's so stupid,
and they think you'll believe anything. So there was those two people from Is It Love Is Blind? I can't remember that. But she was in his bathroom or some shit, and she was looking in the bin. There was makeup wipes with like makeup on, like foundation,
orange makeup wipes. Yeah.
And then she went to him like, look, listen, like I've just found like literal makeup wipes in your bin, like. And he came up with the most ridiculous excuse. I can't remember the excuse and it's going to kill me. But he's like, it was
baffling.
Unreal. The lie that he tried to conjure up.
And it's just like,
He said it's something else. Like, oh well, no, that's
God.
Like, am I stupid? And she was like, I know what makeup looks like on a fucking
right.
makeup wipe.
I know what it looks like on a towel.
Like, I am, yeah. I am not stupid. So yeah, yeah, he's that stupid then.
He would be like, that's yours, that's yours.
Is it for
that's and like, not realise that girls right, have colour bubbles.
Imagine me going to Boots and buying a pack of blonde bubbles.
But a boy yeah. would never even, they've probably never like, even thought this about bun that.
That I've got in and I've got blonde bubbles around
I'm
it.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, on what planet have I got blonde bubbles in this? Do you know what I mean? But they're stupid.
But that wouldn't even enter their brain because it's so like,
get
not,
to know.
Yeah. They'd be so like clueless.
Yeah.
That they just wouldn't even think right. that would be, they wouldn't realise that's something that could get them caught. Right.
Yeah.
Because
of
it's
course.
Not even on their radar.
Yeah. Yeah. Because men are from where?
Mars.
Right.
Women are from Venus and we have to protect Venus. Right.
Okay, so let's picture this was me. I'm seeing this new guy and la la la, I've been in his car a few times. There's a blonde bubble
on the gear stick.
On the gear
You're
stick.
Thinking Sophia's fucking been in this car.
Yeah, like why is Sophia messing with my man? Number one, she's cheating on her own boyfriend.
Right.
Number
right.
two, she's sleeping with my new guy.
Right. Who does this bitch think she is?
Who does she think she is?
Yeah.
Right? So
this guy picks you up for a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a blonde bubble
on
and,
the gear stick.
A white long hair attached to it
on the passenger
and
seat.
And you pick it up and you're disgusted. But we're
what
not exclusive.
What can you
we're
do?
Not exclusive. Like,
yeah, because this girl specifically, she said it's been a couple days,
yeah, it's
but things
been a
are
couple
going
dates.
Well.
So she's thinking, like, is there, like, am I a side chick? Like, is there, like, a main gal who's being like, look, I know you're fucking here.
Yeah,
this
look at
is
this.
My man. This is my man. Okay, so, well then could, let's do the trick then.
Or what you could do is take the bubbles and be like, not in this car, they're not. Remove the bubbles.
Okay.
And then like maybe put your own, like put a blonde yeah. one there. If you said there's a dark one there, put a blonde one yeah. there. And then when she gets in, she's like, oh, it's a fucking blonde
yeah.
bubble.
Yeah.
And it's like, blonde bitch has been in here. Where's my black bubble? She's ditched my black yeah. bubble. She's put a blonde one on yeah. there. You know, mark
your
territory.
Territory.
You
Let
know?
Her know.
Let her know who's new on the scene or, and whose yeah. bubbles this yeah. gear stick belongs
you
to.
You leave something that only she would find.
Yes, gear bubbles for sure.
Yes, 100%.
And then also if you go back in the car and the bubbles just been untouched, then it's like, oh, okay, well, these are obviously like really old bubbles that he didn't even realise were on his gear
car?
Stick.
Yeah, how
yeah, get
is
your
this
car cleaned.
Or we could do the rear view mirror, but we could
why
smear
don't you
a
leave,
bit of lipstick on it
leave,
or something.
Why don't you leave a note in the thing?
Yes.
Like, I can see you, bitch.
I can see you, bitch.
Take yeah. your bubbles yeah. out of this
Take,
car.
Yeah, you're knit infested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of this car.
Could leave a note. Or just smear a bit of lipstick on it.
Bit of foundation,
bit
you
of
know, a bit of like an
so
orange
it's just
thumbprint.
Like, there's another yeah. girl sat here. I'm keeping this seat
or
warm for
in
you.
The side.
Yes.
In the door, the in only, the side. Why can't I think of the name of anything?
Side
pocket,
compartment.
Maybe you should leave a body spray or a perfume.
Yeah, because
like,
I was thinking
some, maybe just a
I was,
tampon.
I was thinking an old like Starbucks cup, which and you've, there's noticeable lipstick around
genius.
Something. But he might clean the car. Mm. He might actually dispose of rubbish.
Yeah. What's something that pair of earrings?
Yeah, and that's very a ring, like one singular hoop.
Yes,
like because that's
summing.
Not something. Because also the guy would see that and think, oh, that's you know, he might think, I don't
yeah.
know.
But also like
he's not going to throw that out, and he's going
he if it was just an earring or something, he would never know that was in there because if that's his car, he's driving it, he's not seeing what's in the.
Yes,
you'd only see that when you sat unless he's cleaning out his car. When you're sat in the passenger seat and you're in that side compartment, you would see
it's
it.
It's a shame we don't have clip-on, snap-on nails.
I know. Stick-on nails.
Stick-on nails. Ping one off.
Ping one.
Leave it down there.
I
Little
think
French
an earring
tip.
For sure. Because also, Earring's like,
easiest.
A girl would know, that's not my fucking gold hoop. I
Earring's
know what my
easiest.
Gold hoop looks like.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's nice that we know that he is seeing other people too. Because
yeah.
you're going to make sure that you're going to see other people too. So that we're not going to get hurt.
So it keeps you in check.
Keeps you in check.
It's
if
good
anything,
to know.
It's good because we're not getting delusional here thinking this is our
we're
new boyfriend.
We're not entering a delusion ship.
Because blonde Sarah has been sat here the day previous.
Right.
Right?
Doing her fucking hair and
yes.
God knows what
yes.
in
so
this car.
So if anything, it's good because it makes sure we're going to keep chatting to the other guys.
Amen. Keeps you in check.
And not fall blindly falling in love with this guy. Baby. Okay. So picture this. I am imagining, is this... Okay, this is not our boyfriend. Is it Sophia?
It's definitely not mine.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's my new boyfriend either. So imagine this. He told me not to expect him to pay for me. So he said,
don't expect me to show up.
Yeah.
Don't expect me to be there, yeah. Brian.
So he said,
don't expect to see me ever right, again.
He said, oh, you suggested sushi samba.
You want to go to Nobu?
Don't expect me to pay for you.
Wow. okay. Sir. I won't be there. I won't be attending.
Okay. So here we go. Here's for context. Hi, girls. Me and this guy have an on-off thing.
Right.
So...
red flag being raised.
Okay, so that's not even like we're newly dating. This is like we know each other and we're on and off for like 6 months.
You're not trying to impress me because like...
Right.
We've had this before. We know the deal.
Okay, so that kind of now make... Right.
It's giving context.
Yeah. But this was our first time doing anything datey.
Right.
Okay, so I think you were just like
sleeping together.
It would have been like a come round to mine type
we've
thing.
We've both
and that
been
was
on a
deal.
Night out. I'll go home with you.
But then it's like if you're now all of a sudden seeing each other in like a different light, like potential
dates. Impress.
In wine and dine, like you need me
wine,
to see
dine,
you in a different
show me a
light.
Good time.
Like if you're taking this seriously now and not right. Anyway. Datey, seen as though we usually just see each other at work. We're their work colleagues. Now it's starting to make
sense.
Right,
okay.
Okay, so they're on and off.
You're not even going to buy me a sandwich at lunch.
Right.
Come on.
So they're on and off.
We're in the same prep queue.
Right.
You're in front of me.
Yeah.
Just take my sandwich.
Right. You can get me my tuna.
And I'll have that cookie
tuna
as well, please.
And cucumber sandwich.
Yeah.
And the mango part with the coconut flakes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And
okay.
That almond vegan dark cookie
and the
thing.
Almond dark cookie, which is delicious. And Pret now do matches.
Pret coffee's not,
apparently it's meant to be nice,
is it?
A salsa one.
Pret hot chocolate,
nice.
I like that though.
Yeah,
that was always
hot chocolate
thing.
Okay, so these two, right, they're colleagues. I think they've been sleeping with each other and now it's like, oh, let's go on a date.
And you're thinking, whoa,
yeah, okay, this is nice energy from you. Yeah, I do quite like you, actually. I could actually see you like take it a bit more seriously. But now he said, well, don't expect me to pay for you. All right, okay, so we were at McDonald's.
Come
wait,
buy me some fucking french fries.
Wait,
don't take the piss.
Wait, we are in McDonald's. We're in McDonald's. This is
I
where
want
it took
some
place.
Chicken nuggets.
This is where it took place.
Stop it.
This is where it took place.
Stop that right now.
We were at McDonald's one day after work. He asked me to come. She's putting brackets. And we start ordering off the McDonald's screen. The
screens, of course. Being there.
Inside.
Yeah.
And it gets to the paying part.
Yeah.
Oh.
You are taking the piss. You're actually taking the piss. That's a joke.
I know. Well, she said,
I would buy
said,
someone I hate.
Yeah.
If we're at the same fucking kiosk.
I would buy anybody.
It's £4.
At the
you
McDonald's
want some nuggets?
At the
yeah, all right.
Right.
So come on.
She said, I said, oops, I don't think I have my card. But rushed to my bag to get him some cash. Okay, so you were just being... that I had, as I think it's rude to not even offer. Yeah, I get that. You're like, oh my God, let me just get my shit out. Mm. Yeah. That's the courteous thing to do, to not even offer. And I didn't want him to think that I didn't have my card on purpose.
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the classic trick when you're on a date.
Yeah.
Do you want me to cover?
I'll get it.
Do you want me to?
Or you reach your bag
it's like,
put that away.
Yeah, it's the
this.
Reach. Like, you just do it to...
This £10 is on me.
Yeah. So he comes up to me after
get
I hand
apple
him...
pie.
Yeah. He comes up to me after I hand him the £20 note.
£20?
Wait.
What are you ordering? The whole fucking menu.
So wait, he comes up to me after I hand him the £20 note. He pays for the full McDonald's with my money. Then after, he comes up to me and says, don't expect me to pay for you all the time. Wait, you pay with my cash though.
I just got
you that.
You
just pay with my cash. Was that not my £20
note? Or was he being like, yeah, I used your cash because don't expect me to pay for you all the time.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
I would expect you to give me my £20 back and be like, here, I don't need it. Here's your £20.
You
don't
can get
silly.
The next one.
Let's just read that again. He came up to me
also,
after.
How much was this order? Like, I'm thinking if you pay your
it's
half.
It's like £13. It's like, so 40, it's like £14. If we're getting two big meals.
I know. That's what I mean.
It's like £13.
So why are you giving him 20 quid?
Well, that's all she's cover. Got. She hasn't got a card. So she's being courteous. All she's got is the 20. 10 would have been a bit like, okay, that's not going to cover. Mm. I've got a £20 note.
Right.
Here's the gesture of, here's the £20 note.
Right.
So he comes up to me after I hand him the £20 note. He pays for the full McDonald's with my money.
Wow.
Then after he
How
comes...
How dare he use the money that you gave him?
Right. Then
the cheat.
Right. Then after he comes up to me and says, don't expect me to pay for you all the time. I said, excuse me?
Yeah.
So you went, so you felt the vibe, excuse me?
Mm.
Okay. And he said, well, I only pay for some things for you, not because you expect it. And I said, I literally just paid for this.
And I said, I literally just paid for this, you mean?
Right. So he said, well, I only pay for some things for you, not because you expect it. And I literally said, well, I just paid for this.
Right.
And I've paid for our rounds
so
of drinks
spit
before.
Spit that chicken nugget out your mouth. Right. That's mine.
Right. And she's saying, I've paid for our rounds of drinks multiple times before, and he never refuses my money. So you're saying, like, babes, I paid for a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Like, don't be chatting to me acting like you pay for everything. Like,
right.
I do, like, offer and
I'm
you
funding
accept.
Our joint lifestyle here.
Yeah. I felt very turned off after he made this comment.
Yeah.
And thought it was not only an odd thing to say, especially when we're at McDonald's. Like, seriously,
yeah,
bro,
on.
You can't just cover it.
If you're adults, you're working full time,
right.
You can afford to buy someone a McDonald's.
Right. What would
like,
our future...
If you're 15 and your mum's giving you a £5 note, it's a different story. You guys, you work
well,
together. You're
it,
on a salary.
It's,
come on.
It's like the attitude of like, don't expect me to... It's like yeah. a bit like... It's like, I offered and I gave you the £20. Like,
right.
I don't know why you're...
Being so
like,
aggressive.
Being so weird with me when
no.
like I didn't just stand there and watch you pay
also,
for it.
Like,
I literally gave you a £20 note and you used it. So your comment really...
Isn't relevant.
Isn't relevant at all because you used my £20 note.
But also, you brought me here.
Yeah, you.
I want to go home. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, you said let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I wanted the vegan nugs.
Right. I wanted the McPlant.
I wanted the McPlant because it's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
And
I want a McFlurry.
I wanted a bit of
that. They don't
do
vegan nugs at McDonald's.
Of course they don't.
Burger King, that is.
Well, they used to. Didn't they do a veggie nug?
Possibly.
They did those weird curry nugs.
Weird ones. Yeah, they do a McPlant with
they
fries.
Do a they should do some. Get some Beyond Nugs.
They should.
But
There's
Burger King does the nuggets,
nugs,
right?
Burger King does the nuggets, yeah. So you have to
corn
do two
nugs.
Stops. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like, what would our future look like if he's already getting cocky about a McChicken?
Right.
Yeah. Help, girls, as I most definitely got the ick. Also...
I've got the ick as well. Come on. It's not nice.
Right. She said, also a few weeks ago, he paid for my Uber home because my Uber app wasn't working. And I sent him the money back straight away.
So what is his deal?
And he bought it up saying I never sent him the money back.
But I did though.
Exactly. Like I literally was courteous and I thought, look, we're just mates here.
Unless
like,
you sent me the wrong sort code and account
number. We're
not number.
Seeing each other properly. Like, I'm going to send you the £9 back or the £15 back for that Uber because I feel bad.
Right.
And like, I didn't want you to pay for it because my Uber app was genuinely not working.
Yeah.
And you're still making comments about me paying you back.
Weird.
And the McDonald's
weird energy.
Shit. Really bizarre. I don't know what his problem is. Like
is
you literally
end?
Gave yeah, that is the end. Like she's literally like, I just think I've got the ick. Yeah, I think
yeah.
I've got the ick too.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh wait, she sent another email. She said, hi girls, added context.
Here we go. I thought there was two.
He also said, well, would you expect me to pay for everything? Oh, so we're having this combo now in McDonald's.
Yeah.
I said, no, but kind of if I'm making a I said, no, but kind of. If I'm making someone my boyfriend, I want
right.
him to not complain about treating the best girl he's ever met, no?
Right.
Yeah, like...
To McDonald's.
It's not like I expect you to pay for everything, because I'm going to pay for things.
Right.
But it's like, what? Don't be like...
Don't be
do
so,
expect me
send
to-
me that, transfer me that.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's like, when we're in a relationship, like, I want to treat you too. Like, but I want to know that you want to treat me.
Yeah.
In it, like, I don't want you getting weird about just getting the McDonald's.
Like, it's not, we shouldn't, it's not
it's
a competition.
Not,
shouldn't
be
like
a
comparing.
Like, we shouldn't be like, yeah.
Oh, I got this, so you get this. Like, if we're grown-ups just, in a relationship, like, I'll get some things, you get some things. Not
yeah.
like.
So he's like, yeah. Yeah, so she's saying, like, no, I'm not expecting you to pay for everything, but I would like you to just, like, want to treat me.
Yeah.
You know, here and there.
Yeah.
I would want to know my boyfriend can take control and treat me. That's take what me she out. Said.
Why Get does me a he McChicken.
Have... Yeah, so she's saying, why does he have this narrative already just because he almost paid for a McDonald's meal that I'm going to rinse his bank account?
It's got a weird right. complex.
For the
it's
rest of the complex. Night, he seemed to be sulking. And went silent. No. A Mardi man
no.
Is the worst kind of man.
No.
We're not getting involved with a sulky
That is my
Mardi.
Non-negotiable.
That's Do my non-negotiable.
A Mardi man. I forgot to say, Mardi.
Yes.
Obviously, like it's a Nottingham word.
Yes.
Brian doesn't know what Mardi means. I was like, Mardi. He was like, no. What does that mean?
And
I was like, stop.
No.
I was like,
Mardi is in the dictionary,
like, it
Brian.
It means like, you know, like, oh, a bit like...
It means sulking.
Moody. I was like, no, it's not moody.
It's hard Mardi. To describe.
Yeah, and then it reminded me that, like, is that a Nottingham word?
It is. But some people know it. I know
it's... Because he was like, Mardi.
It's in some song.
It is.
It's in... Whose song?
I don't
it's
know.
It's in a song and they say something like... Is it in a Stormzy song? No.
Could be.
Could be.
Michael?
Michael?
We have
I love
to stop.
Michael. Okay. Yeah, it is in it, some songs.
Like,
let me just
on.
Google it. Wait, well, it's sulking though. That's the perfect word for it, sulk, right? Would you
but
say?
It's not exactly
Mardi
it.
Mardi is British dialect, the North and the Midlands.
Yeah.
Adjective and noun meaning spoiled, spoil child, childish sulkiness. I wouldn't say spoiled.
I wouldn't say spoiled.
It's like when they don't. I'd say
being Mardi.
It's like when you don't get your way and you're like sulking.
And I think it's like when you're in a mood and you can't really shake it. It's like, oh, it's just
Mardi
today.
Yeah. Is Mardi a Yorkshire word? It's used. It's throughout the East Midlands. It says.
Yeah. So it's
particularly
Nottingham
in
thing.
Hull and Sheffield.
So anyone from down south. Or at the top.
Surly.
Doesn't
moaning.
Know what it means.
He's being a right Mardi get. That's
yeah,
what he's saying.
Right
Mardi
get. Yeah.
The fucking Mardi get.
Yeah. So a Mardi man is
the worst.
Last thing you
I just
need.
Want to find what song this Mardi song. It's in a song.
Yeah. I forgot all about that because I said it. Why did I say it? And Brian was like, what did you just say? And I was like, Mardi. And he was like, what? And I was like, oh, it was like a light bulb, but I forgot that was like
not everyone
knew what that word meant.
Right. So, right. We've both experienced really Mardi men.
Mardi.
The Mardi.
Do you know what it is?
Of the kinds of men.
Another just phrase, like, but, another phrase that someone said to me is like, when oh, he's spitting the dummy out the
yes,
pram.
Yes, that's what it is.
Spit your dummy
it's
out
It's like
vibes.
Throwing a tantrum, but not a tantrum. They're just like trying to make you feel bad for something that you've done nothing wrong.
They're in a mood. They won't shake it.
They
You're
won't
being
talk
like,
to you.
Come on, let's move on. We're in a good mood. Let's go. And it's just like,
they're just in
stuck
a,
in this mood. It,
they're,
sulking.
They're sulking like they've not got their own way.
Spat the dummy out. Mardi.
And they do it to you to make you feel bad. It's like a tactic they use to like be
try and make you say sorry.
To try and make you say sorry for
something
that you've not
done.
Even fucking done.
Yeah. Try and convince themselves that they're in the right.
Yeah.
And you should be apologizing.
Yeah. Just because you want him to shake the Mardiness and like, let's just have a good time.
Yeah.
It'll be like, oh, can you take a picture of me here, please? Oh, what? Getting a Mardiness
Don't
over
be Mardi
that.
About that.
Don't
Excuse
be Mardi
me.
About, if we're being Mardi about that, goodness me, we've got
Absolutely.
No hope.
Absolutely. We've got issues.
If you can't take a picture of me here, this beautiful golden hour light when I'm looking this good.
Then
we've got real
we've
issues.
We've got no chance.
Yeah.
We've got no chance.
Mardi men are the worst kind of men.
And that's
sulking.
What you've got yourself here.
Yeah.
A Mardi man.
So she's saying, yeah, he was sulking for the rest of the day. And I was just like, what even is this?
It's just not like...
It's not
giving like grown-up, mature relationship energy.
It's not the energy that we're wanting and we're trying to attract here.
No.
You want
a guy
not.
Like, especially like if this is your like first time like actually like going out on
well,
like
yeah,
a kind of a
is,
date
you
thing.
You two like trying to see if there's something here. Like we've been a bit on and off. Like maybe there's a date. Like should we do a date?
Yeah.
And he's just making silly comments.
It's just
like,
a bad attitude.
But like it shouldn't. Yeah, it's a bad attitude.
Bad attitude.
And it's like what should have happened with this McDonald's situation was.
Yeah. He's invited you to go.
Yeah, and we're at the screen. Mm. Oh my God, let me get some cash. Mm. You know, and he's like, look, don't be silly, I'll get this one, whatever. Yeah. You know, you got drinks last time.
Yeah.
Like, and there's that's it.
That's it.
We're not making no comments about, you're expecting me to be paying for this.
No. Especially after you've given him money.
Yeah, like when you've literally done the right thing and offered him money.
And he's taken it.
Yeah. So I really don't, and then he's got the audacity to sulk and be mardy for the rest of the day.
For what?
And you're just you've got a free McDonald's. Is just bad vibes. Like, if we're trying to see if we're compatible and I want a boyfriend who's fun and we can have fun, I want to be having a laugh, that's one of the most important things. So if for the rest of the day you're trying to make me feel bad and you're in a bad mood, then this is just shit.
This is just not the vibe.
And you know, I don't care if you're going to apologize later. This was a very small inconvenience, so when something actually happens,
how on earth are you going to deal with it?
Because that is literally so alarming and scary. I don't want to be stuck in a relationship with a mardy ass man.
It's giving eggshells.
Yes, it's giving eggshells, and that is, no, that's a non-negotiable.
No.
I'm walking on eggshells with, you know, someone who, what mood's it going to be in today? Because that's going to affect my day.
Yeah. No.
Non-negotiable.
No mardiness and no eggshells.
No mardiness, no eggshells.
And no taking my money at McDonald's.
No, take everything in your stride. Not everything has to be an issue.
He seems like the type of guy. Just punch yourself in the face with a microphone.
He turned that into an issue.
Right.
When it really wasn't an issue. You handled yourself perfectly.
Mm. He sounds like the type of guy who would be like, can you send me that £2?
Well, he did, because he said, can you send me the money for the Uber? Which would have been
okay, come on.
You know,
that's an ick for a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's an ick for a lot of friends. And then, it's like £2.
And then went on to say, I ain't got it.
Right.
Have you definitely sent it, mate? You make sure you send it to me.
Because
I've not got it.
It's not giving, you know.
I think leave him as a work colleague.
Yeah, leave it there. Park it.
Because also this is gonna get complex.
Yeah, just park it.
Look, in mine and Sophia's experience, when we've got with a mardy man in the workplace, it's not ended
well. They're not here today, so that tells you all you need to know.
And then all of a sudden, you're now in that workplace with this mardy man who's now your boyfriend.
Mm.
And now now everyone else is involved, all the other colleagues, because you're now the couple of the workplace.
Mm.
And goodness me.
And he can't even buy you a coffee.
And he won't even buy you a coffee.
Mm. But if his lunch breaks with Susan,
but then she comes
back with a Pret hot chocolate.
Yeah, but he'll jump at the chance to say, "Oh, can you get me that tuna sandwich?"
Mm.
But he
beg
won't.
Your pardon?
But he won't ever come back from Pret with a hot chocolate for you.
No.
But you'll always come back from Pret with a hot chocolate for him
because you want him to be in a good mood.
Because you're nice.
Because if he's in a good mood, then he's nice.
You want him to not be mardy with you, but you right?
Nah, no, wrong.
We're not
the wrong vibe.
To please you, babes.
Right, we're going to finish with this last one because it's honestly along the same lines of combo. So we'll just whiz through this quickly.
Yeah.
He made me transfer him £4.50 on our date for a drink.
On the date. We're living and breathing the date.
We're at the bar.
He said, you got that Santander app?
He's saying, can
you
Venmo
your
me? Hi, girlies. Firstly, I'm a religious listener. Oh, thank you so much. I'm emailing from Perth.
Perth?
My story begins. With a boy, Brian.
In Sydney.
Asking to hang out. We'd been chatting on the phone, a bit of friendly flirting. I thought he was cute.
Yeah.
Long story short, we ended up catching up.
Nice.
He was a state basketball player. Ooh. So we had met up at the basketball court.
Tall, long and lean.
Where we had a bit of flirty one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
After a while of... they played a game.
Oh.
1v1.
Oh, that's...
After a while of playing, he asked if I would want to go to the local cafe for a drink.
Guys, this is
cute. Obviously agree. Oh, yeah. This is nice. It's giving daytime wholesome, good first encounter.
And you know
encounter.
What it's giving? Just like, we've met off the cuff.
Yeah.
And it's giving
you
movie.
You actually seem really cool.
Yeah, it's you know when you meet someone in person and it's like, should we go on a date? It's like, oh my God, that's really nice.
So the first red flag was as we left the courts, he said, I don't have a car. Or a license.
Okay.
So you'll
Neither
have to
do
drive.
I, Brian. I can't drive.
But would you date a guy who can't drive?
No.
No.
But
might I add, he was 2 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit...
Yeah, it's one of them ones. But also, he's letting you know. And look, as long as he's got a bus pass, you know, a year bus pass, and as long, you know.
So as I drive him, oh, I just don't like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he's hitching a ride.
Passenger princess. As I drive him to the coffee shop that he wanted to go to, he
How are we going to get there? So you already knew I had a car. Or are we going to...
He then turns my Bluetooth off, pulls out his speaker and puts his music on because he didn't like mine. This is my car. I'm driving. Like, I will decide what music is coming out of these speakers.
I'm going to play Cody Simpson.
And you're going to enjoy
it. And Harry Styles. You know, we are in Australia. So I'm going to play It Is What It Is.
As good as it gets. I know you won't believe this kind of loving.
If you're a Cody stan,
stop making me run around.
Stop making me chase you, girl. What was the sad one? When it was like, this is sad.
We had the summertime.
No, there was a sadder one. Sadder one. Like sad song.
Oh my God, sad.
Yeah, that one was sad. Oh, I'm going to have to find it now. That's going to bug me, that. Yeah, that really sad one when he was like literally 13.
I like the Let Go. It's quite a new one. I don't want to let go.
Yeah, that's a new one. Cody Johnson.
Who's that?
Not you, babes.
What was his first one in the mall? The music video in the mall.
Yeah. So he's had Hailey Bieber was in one of his music videos. You know Hailey Bieber was in one of those music videos.
Which one?
In one of them. And he's had Gigi, obviously. Yeah. He went out with
Surfboard,
Gigi.
Board.
Right. I'm just finding it.
What was the sad one?
Here we go.
I don't work hard.
Coast to Coast.
Oh, that's Home to Mama.
Was it Angel?
My angel.
No, that wasn't the sad.
How'd you get to be so?
Was there a sad one?
Oh, the one where it's like I'm looking up at the stars.
I'm looking at the set list. We've got Good As It Gets, Crazy But True.
It's crazy but true. Can't see myself.
Yeah. Not your baby.
It's not. Tears on my sleeve. My aren't exactly dry. Yeah. Classic.
Baby, it's not. Just and he said, I didn't mean to call you crazy.
Yeah, and we were like, whoa.
You called her fucking crazy. No wonder she broke up with you.
No wonder.
Yeah.
You're a prick.
Crash. What's Crash?
Don't know that one.
Neither do I.
Is it waves
Guitar
crashing?
Cry. Love.
Don't know these.
You are on my mind.
On my mind.
Okay, keep going.
Give me a chance to love you.
But also, like, that's just giving, like, a bit rude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, imagine I got into a car. Also, like, let me just get my speaker out.
Like, why are you bringing? Why are you trying to sabotage this date?
Yeah, like you're traveling with a speaker.
Why are you bringing bad vibes?
Yeah.
Like, just enjoy my music.
Like, it's a 5-minute car ride to the cafe.
Yeah, like, you can walk if you want to. We made it to the coffee shop and he takes the lead and says, what would you like to drink?
Lady, what would you like to drink?
I'll have the strawberry soda.
I'll have the orange soda, please.
I'll go order.
Okay, sweet.
Nice. Being polite, I say, that's okay. I can grab my own. But okay. No, he insisted to go and get mine.
Oh, nice.
So I say, okay, I'll have a small hot chocolate then, please.
Yeah.
So I go find a table while he orders. Then once he ordered and came to the table, he then said, I'll just send you my bank details for the drink.
No, but also like
and she's putting capitals, my $4.50 drink that I said I would pay for.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
so don't try and keep up appearances with these cafe folk.
Right.
Thinking you're gonna go and get mine for me.
Because that's what it is. You said, look, I can get the queue too. Like, you just buy yours and I'll buy mine. Like, I get it. Like, we're mates who've just met on the basketball pitch.
Yeah.
And we've done a few rounds. Yeah. And you know, like fine.
Yeah.
But then you're gonna say, oh, I'll give you my details. Like, that's way more hassle
so
than just letting
hassle.
Me queue up and just Apple Pay it.
You should have said, okay, yeah. So if you can send me some petrol money as well, I'll send you
right.
mine.
Petrol money. Exactly.
You wouldn't be in this cafe
exactly.
without
like,
me.
Like, it cost me fucking £4.
I pay road tax.
Cost me £4 to drive from there to here.
This car, this petrol.
So actually, we're balanced out now.
At this point, I was furious. For the rest of the date.
It's just shifted the vibes now.
For the rest of the
date. Don't say, don't worry, I've got this. What have you got? You've got nothing. Say it then. Oh, yeah, come on then, let's get in the queue together. Like, don't say, I've got this. That insinuates relax, I've got your hot chocolate.
You've got nothing but empty pockets, sir.
Right.
For the rest of the date, he bragged about himself, his wealthy family. Well, get your mum down here. She can buy me a coffee.
What do you mean?
And never asked about me once.
Oh, no.
In fact, he made comments about how my teeth weren't straight and that he sees why I straighten my naturally curly hair.
How dare you comment on my appearance like that? My teeth and my natural hair that I love.
Wow.
What are you on about? Is he all right? Who is this guy? Sir, who is this guy?
First of all, your family can't be wealthy because you've not got a car.
No, but you also don't like,
come, like,
ask me a question.
Ask me a question.
Why are you bragging about, like, that's such a turn off. Like, bragging about your family and your money and la la la. Meanwhile, you're asking me to send you
£4.50. You don't drive.
Like, it makes no sense. You've not asked me any questions and you've got the audacity to say, yeah, your teeth are a bit wonky wonky.
I can see why you do that.
Yeah, I can see why you straighten your
picking
hair.
Picking faults at me.
Because, yeah, your curly hair's a bit fucking fuzzy, isn't it? And out of control.
End of discussion. End of discussion. I ghosted him and get a shiver down my spine every time I see his name or face pop up.
Yeah, like that
but at
is
least it's
horrendous.
A funny story to tell now. God.
I've never experienced such a thing.
Bad vibes.
I've never experienced
it's like you're trying to ruin this when it's just started.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I remember when I witnessed those two people on that date that one time. Yes. And I will always remember that.
Yeah.
The way this man, it was clearly a first date. The way this man was just talking about himself.
Talking.
I couldn't not look and I couldn't not listen because I was like, is he fucking for real? Oh, well, I actually went to the south of France that once and I was like, is this, and she was sat there like
silent
the whole, didn't want to ask, he wouldn't even let her like even speak. Say anything because he was just talking about himself.
Love the sound of your own voice.
Not even, oh, so what did you go, no, none of that shit.
What just a bullet to dodge. Good story think, to tell one day I
like
mean.
Do they think that you're gonna be so impressed?
Well,
with their life,
I think so.
That you're like,
well, I think it's almost
they think you're
going like,
to fall in love with them like that instant.
It's a god complex, isn't it? Because it's like
I need to let you know how impressive I am.
You must want to hear about me because I'm so amazing. Right. Why wouldn't you want to listen to me all night? Yeah. Of course, I'm going to impress you. Like this is so. I've got all this amazing things to tell. Like
listen to all these stories. Yeah, but you haven't got any, have you?
Yeah, it's god complex.
Yeah, and it's gross.
Yeah, and it's gross. But at least you didn't go out with him again. Yeah. Jesus.
At least, like, he didn't ask you on a date and you got all dressed up. And,
true.
Like, it was just a happened
At least
chance.
You weren't, like, talking to this guy for six
for
months.
Ages.
Then, yeah, got, yeah.
Right.
At least it was, like, just a quick
right.
bish, bash, bosh.
Bish, bash. At least he showed his true character straight away.
Straight away, true.
You know, because true. There's nothing worse than someone's true characters coming out, like, a month or two.
True.
You know, and then you've at least wasted some time, or after a couple years.
True. I saw a quote last night, that's actually, we can end on this. And it was, someone sent it to us. And it was something like a girl being like, why do guys like stop being nice after the first three
Scary.
Months? And the reply was, it's the end of the free trial. She said like, that's when the free trial ends.
Oh my God. Like, no, literally.
That's genius.
That's literally genius. That's scary. That is literally scary. Because the thing is like, when we start dating people, we are our purest, you know, we're ourselves.
Mm.
And we're trying to be ourselves so that, and we hope that you're giving
you're being the same
yourself too.
And people
because, like,
are
we not trying to fall in love here? Like?
Yeah, I think that's just some like guys who are, there's the bad eggs
it's
out
the
there.
It's the bad eggs.
Yeah.
Do that.
It's not everyone, guys.
It's the bad eggs. Baby.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed that episode
Me
today,
too.
Guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Me too.
Lovely. We'll be here next week.
So that was our quote. The free trial was our quote of the season.
Should I try and find another one?
Well, let me see if I can find one.
Well, since you're trying to find a quote,
yeah.
Don't forget we're also doing episodes every single Monday.
We
so
are.
We've got the Girls Bathroom group chat. If you haven't joined, you probably should. It's a really fun time and you just get a bonus episode every single Monday. And you can, it's if you go
and
to
there's a group chat where everyone's chit-chatting and making friends and asking for advice, and it's really cute, and it actually warms
really
my heart
lovely.
Every day when I see everyone chatting in this chat.
It's like a really lovely community over there, and we're really proud of it. So if you want to join, you can just go on our Instagram page, and it's the link in the bio, or equally you can go on patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom.
Whoa, listen to this
quote. Get your bonus content. Yeah,
she never cared for the crown, she preferred a sword. Well, Susan,
let me have a look.
I can never find a quote.
I know your Pinterest doesn't really like, give.
It's not giving.
Yeah, I screenshot something this girl put on her story, and she said, "If you can love the wrong one, imagine how much you can love the right one."
Round of applause.
Right.
That's
how nice
lovely.
Is
that?
If
is
you can love
so
the
nice.
Wrong one,
that is so nice.
Just think how much you can love right. the right one.
Like, imagine when you actually do find Mr. Right.
Yeah,
that's
it's
lovely.
A beautiful quote.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. We love you so much. Like we said, if you're part of the group chat, we'll see you on Monday. If not, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Woo-hoo.
You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And if you fancy it, follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube at The Girls Bathroom. Love ya.
Bye, guys. Bye. Love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.